Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
J360 Radio.
Hello, J360 Legion, and welcome to the J360 Mini Bites here on J360 Radio, hosted by JM Brady. I am your host, JM Brady. Let's get into it. Hey, how's it going, J360 Legion? What is happening? Feels so good to be back here on the Mini Bites and getting everything started again. I am your host, JM Brady, of course, aka J-Man, and let me just tell you this, it has been one hell of a while, hasn't it? Yeah, I know. It's always like that after a big J360 Productions event happens. You know, you take a couple of weeks to yourself, you really just sit back and relax, try to get a few things going, and at the same time, you also work on the next level, which is the most important thing on my mind right now, you know, going ahead and getting away from middlemans like, you know, Meta, Twitter, and all that other bullshit. But let me just say this, guys, though. It is good to be here. And I'll be perfectly honest with you. Got a lot of work ahead of me and all this kind of stuff. And, boy. So, where to begin? Now, are we going to talk about Trump? Or are we going to talk about, like, are we going to talk about new developments? Are we going to talk about what exactly? You know what? Let's talk about things that are really important. J360 Jams is coming back this week. Season 6 is starting this Friday. You have until Thursday at 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern. Now, you know, the UTC for that is, that's at least like, you know, 1 o'clock in the morning for some of y'all out there. Because, like I said, the market around here is global. So I have to always think about, you know, that time frame for those of you out there that don't live in the United States. So, you know, like I said, all of your music and your art is welcome here. And I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. I never had a problem with what y'all do. I just don't care for AI stuff. You know what I'm saying? And I have to remind you all that, you know, I'm not about AI art. I just don't care for it. You know what I mean? Even the crap that's on YouTube, and YouTube is now rolling out a thing where, you know, you won't be monetized for doing that stuff. Like, there's a lot of it, but it's like this. Some of them low-effort motherfuckers gotta go. I mean, I'm just being perfectly honest. They tell you not to cuss, like, this early in the show, but it needs to be said. This stuff is just really, really, really stupid what's going on nowadays. Like, you know, it's just irresponsibility to the T. You know, looking back on a few things, it's like, what keeps me going is the fact that there are real artists out there. The fact that there's real music that, you know, has yet to be played on jams, and there's real creativity that's not getting the spotlight like it used to. And it's just a shame. This is the future, and then, like, what we turn it into is just trash, man. You know what I mean? The future has been written because, you know, what we do in the present, you know, really shapes things. And there has to be a responsibility involved with a lot of things. It's like, you know, if I am not responsible for the things that I do, I clearly am not ready to have this brand go where it needs to be at and continue making great content for you all, you know? So it has to be a return to form. It has to be like, you know what? I'm laying this down for those that actually want to be here, that want to be about supporting J360 Productions and want to actually create. I know a person who's actually talented, but all he ever does is go ahead and start surveys and asking people what exactly they want to see from him, because he's afraid that he won't make those 50,000 downloads or whatever the hell that his old show used to make. But you know what? Unlike him, I actually kept creating, you know? Where it's one thing to think about what your audience likes and think about who your audience is, you know, why don't you talk about things you care about? Why don't you talk about things that are important to you? See, at least with the J-Man show, I never had a friggin' problem talking about things that were important to me because, you know, Donald Trump is not the central part of my universe, but the thing about it is he's causing a lot of problems for things that I care about. You know, I like the idea of clean air, clean water. I like the idea of a better job market. But you know, the job market could be a lot better because every damn time it's like being in a lottery. You know, there were several jobs in California, New York, all that kind of stuff that I was qualified for, but I didn't get a chance, you know, to be a part of it because simply the firm just didn't want to deal with me. And, you know, at the end of the day, did I cry about it? Did I go on the shows and say, like, you know what? The world really sucks, man. And like, I'm going to go ahead and complain to the government about all this kind of stuff. No, I didn't complain about that stuff because, you know what? It wasn't redlining. It's just they went with somebody else. You understand what I'm saying? I could go ahead and move on myself. But then again, I also have a business to friggin' build. I don't have a problem with seeing rejection come to me, but a lot of y'all, though, y'all think it's the end of the world. Any little piece of rejections. Rejection is a part of life. It always has been. But this stuff that goes on nowadays, it's like somebody owes you something. Nobody owes you a damn thing and stuff. You know, and then you ruin valuable things, such as like, you know, you go after public radio and public media in general. Why? That's not hurting the budget or anything. You know what I mean? If anything, I love public media because public media is a breakaway from all of that crazy stuff that they keep trying to sell us, man. You know what I mean? Like, some people are doing too much. Did you know people are now making memes about hot dogs and they're trying to say if you eat a hot dog in public, that's, you know, it's like got gay ramifications behind it. Or they're over here talking about, like, you know, certain things that speak out about awareness is derangement or it's woke. For one thing, woke means awareness. So if you can't handle awareness, I mean, what the hell are we doing here? You know, like, deep down inside, I would want to be aware of what the social elite or these rich people or people trying to pass to be rich or white or whatever the hell's going on. Because guess what? You got a lot of terrible, ignorant, dangerously ignorant, by the way, people in power now. Somehow this happened. Even with all of those clues, warnings, and all this other kind of stuff. And now it's all being played out. Like, you know, this is the other side of Favo going on right now. You did fuck around. Now you're about to find out in a big way. And you see, the Supreme Court is not on the side of Americans. Especially 9-to-5ers because, oh yeah, this is legal what he's doing. Yeah, you can go ahead and narrow down all this kind of stuff. Because those people were looking forward to retirement. Some of them people, that's their livelihood. And some of them could actually do that job a hell of a lot better than some of them people from immigration, you know, who really are just being a bunch of harassing thugs. Coming up there, you know, masked up and everything with no real identification, going after random people. That shit is so damn stupid, man. You know, and then, like, you think about the ones that people actually put in charge are a bunch of conspiracy theorist nuts. Along with somebody that's on the verge of being 80, and you think, like, what, his mind is forward-thinking? His mind is backwards thinking. These people have done more damage to us than any of our so-called enemies out there. And it's disgusting, man. You know what I mean? It's just like when I was on Soda. Like, I used to like Soda. I'm going to tell you that right now. I used to like that show. You know what I'm saying? But then all of a sudden, it became a right-wing love fest that I friggin' hate. It turned into something that, once again, you would hope that it was something better. But you know what, though? When it comes to shows like that, and when it comes to things that are really, really ridiculous, you can't blame nobody but the main host for that bullshit. He disliked Joe Biden so much, he had to go after him, all that kind of stuff. Whereas, like, the show would have been better if we stayed neutral. If we were, you know, go after each and every single political party, because not all of them do it right. You know what I mean? Like, you look at the Democrats are not necessarily heroes in their own self. I mean, God, they're not as cohesive as anything, the way they threw Joe Biden to the wolves like that. And then, of course, you got celebrities coming up in there talking about you should leave the race. And then, like, everybody, it's just a whole bunch of stupidity, and nobody was being responsible. You know, it's just really, really disgusting where we are. And now going to get rid of things like education, which, by the way, how the hell are people supposed to pay their bills if you're trying to take away every little bit of freedom they have in order to pay said bills? That's somebody's job. And by the way, speaking of that dumbass from soda and all that kind of stuff, are you happy for what you voted for, jackass? Like I said, you know, he'll never have my respect. You know what I mean? I moved on for a lot of people. And it's not because of liberal intention, and it's not because of conservative intention. It's because this is beyond any of that stuff now. Because this isn't about freedom. This is about control. This is about trying to assert control to the form of where it is bullying and abuse. And it should never even be on this level. You know what I mean? Like, me going back to college to take care of myself and level up is not ruining your life. You know, once again, just like I said about the job earlier, like, again, I didn't get that job, but I got something better, and I'm building something better, and I'm already working on a whole lot of, like, all this crap, even that new bill that went through that became a law, once again, that's not helping people who are 9-to-5. You understand what I'm saying? Especially if you live in a state that don't really take care of people, because, hell, the state needs to be more organized and cohesive. And some of them states are all about Trump and crap because they don't even pay their damn bills. Have you noticed that some places are in debt because they choose to stay there? You know that at the end of the day, you should work on getting yourselves out of debt, to be honest with you. And I'm not doing this as a little bit of a crypto thing. No, I'm not. I'm just letting you know, use your money that you have to get yourself out of debt. You know? That way, so at the end of the day, you won't be on their hit list where they'll go ahead and they'll be like, no, you have to pay here. No, we're going to put a lien against your wages. Oh, yeah, we're going to do all this and this. This is what happens when you have one party in charge. You know? And this is also what happens when you don't care to get involved unless something affects you. See, the thing about it is, like, I'm where I am not going to be hurt as much. But you see, the thing about it is, it's one of them things where you really understand that things change a lot. A lot of us, if we don't die early, we're going to get older. So, you know, after a while, you're going to want to be taken care of. You're going to be wanting to make sure, like, you have retirement, like, you have certain things together and all that kind of stuff, because that's really important. See, a lot of this comes from not thinking about the future, and you voted based on your current situation, not your destinations. And it's really, really messed up. You know what I'm saying? And then, like, some of y'all get mad because somebody speaks out about this stuff. You get mad because people speak out about the history of things and, like, what all this is going on. And this is not solving the problem. A livable wage. Like, why is that hard? Why does Jeff Bezos need a third yacht? You ever think about that? There's a whole lot of evil going on. And a whole lot of engineering that, once again, should not take place. Like, even that Palantir nonsense. I mean, y'all voted for that. Congratulations, morons. You made the deep state real. Congratulations. And this isn't crashing out. This is just saying, hey, you know what? Y'all wanted it. You got it. Dumbassery all over the place, but you didn't have to try to ruin everybody else's chances to go ahead and make it too. You know what I mean? How about this? How about you go to hell alone? Did you ever think about that? You had to drag nobody else with you. But that being said, though, I mean, I'm looking at a whole bunch of grown-ass children, and I'm saying this, you know? One way or another, I don't have to spend time over there because I'm working on my new direction. I'm not giving Zuckerberg money. I'm not giving Musk money. I'm not giving anybody anything. I'm saying no to a lot of crap. And you know what? I'm moving on, working on my own stuff. And for those of you that really want to see this whole thing come together and become something great, or no, become something epic, then stick with me and people out here that really want to keep a democracy alive. Because a lot of these other people, they had sold this crap out too long ago. And this was just too important to wait until the J-Man show to tell you about. But the hell with a lot of y'all, if you think that this was great. Alright? If you think any of this is a good thing that's going on, to hell with you. But for those of you that really want to keep going, keep your mind strong. Keep working on you. And keep working on trying to get where you need to be at. And I already know who my real friends are. And I already know who my true fan base is. And I already know that I don't need validation for anybody to do what I do. Because the job's going to get done one way or another. But that being said, though, I got to keep this whole thing moving. It's getting closer to the end. So you all take care of yourselves. Stick with me. The J-Man Show is happening tomorrow at 8. It's going to be happening on time. This is J-Man signing off, and it's good to be back. Take care.